Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Salah, 6 goal contributions in 5 games so far. More assists than goals, 4-2. If Harvey Elliott's one hadn't deflected, it would have been 5-2. Do we think we're seeing, I've got a maturation of his game, but you know, an alteration? Is just, is this him becoming more mature? Is this tactical? Is this just circumstantial? What do you think?
I think it's all... It's difficult to say right now, isn't it? We're only a few games into the season, but it does feel like he's relishing this sort of role as a creator as well as, you know, he wants to get goals. I've got no doubt about that. But he might be looking at other records that he hasn't got, like the Premier League assist record. I think it's 20 or something, isn't it? You know, that looking pretty tasty for him right now and stuff like that. I think he's just a consummate professional, to be honest, and he will just do whatever's needed for the team. I think it was always overplayed that, like, you know, he's ball greedy and all that type of stuff. There are situations where he's still greedy and he's a creator. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there are times when he's just going to get his head down and try and dribble past, because him beating a man means that we've got a much better chance of scoring a goal after the fact. But what I will say is I definitely feel like his passing in the final third has improved. Cobby mentioned it earlier, that ball for Andy Robertson is like, it's messy level shit. Like, you know, you just don't expect that from Mo Salah. And yet we should do, because he's got that skill set and he's always had that skill set.
Yeah, yeah. It's I think we saw a little bit of this last season, Chloe, at the start, where we were wondering, like, what are they doing with Salah? Like, he was playing very far wide on the right. Obviously, we were trying to get Nunes into the team and it didn't seem to make a great deal of sense. We know what a wonderful creator he's been. If he's not our top assistant, he's our second top assistant most seasons. But I do wonder whether there's just something here where he's just got lads around him. Like, to be fair to Bobby Firmino, Bobby Firmino existed to make things work for other people. Whereas now all of a sudden you've got Darwin Nunes there, who he likes and he wants to get on the ball, and he's got other people around him, and it's almost like he's decided to play a bit more of a, I mean, elder statesman of 31 is probably a bit of an exaggeration, but it does feel as though he's, I don't know, like he's enjoying his role at the club of not being the guy who has to score the goal, otherwise Liverpool aren't going to win the football match anymore.
Yeah, I think he's just realised that like you mentioned, Bobby Firmino was the one who sacrificed himself further up the pitch. The lads who he's got around him now, they're running him behind. They're trying to help him. They're in the same spaces. We've saw the link-up play so far with Darwin Nunes and him for the start of the season, and I've really enjoyed it. Them understanding each other is massive. You've obviously had Luis Diaz there who's now getting back into it after a big injury. And I think Mo Salah's just realised that if there's a better option, I'm going to do that, because A, I back them, but B, I still get headlines. I am still the main man. Look, Robertson, we're all sat here talking about a great finish, like he's a left back, but we're all talking about the pass. We're talking about the skill set of Mo Salah still. And you could see, I never want to understate how massive Mo Salah celebrated after that Andy Robertson goal, because he knew, he just wanted to win. He knew that Liverpool winning was the most important thing. And I don't want to put a downer on it, but if this is his last season at Liverpool Football Club, he wants to go out with a bang. He wants to get headlines. He wants to break records. He wants to win silverware. And to do that, he still needs to be incredible, and he is being incredible. It's not on him all the time to constantly score in finding. And first of all, in that first half, he got had off by their left back, by Ait Nouri. Ait Nouri did really good against them in 1v1s. He couldn't get past the lad. And then in the second half with the on runners and making pushing their defence back, he got more space. He ran in behind a bit more and he used the players in and around him. So yeah, I think it is just, it's him being a little bit more mature, realising that it's not always on him. We've brought in players who are goal scorers. Diogo Jota, I think we all think of as, you know, the best finisher out of all of the strikers that we have. He knows it's not the Salah, Mane, Firmino show anymore. It very much is just get us the 3 points. We're not that same team, we don't play that same way, we're still adjusting to new systems, and Mo Salah will still get you 30 goals plus this season. He just will, because he's Mo Salah. But his creativity is incredible and underrated as well.
There is something, I wonder, Dan, that Erling Haaland's just going to win the Golden Boot, isn't he?
Yeah.
So there's, you know, almost like it takes a bit of the pressure off. You know, let's just have everyone. If we can't get the top goal scorer, let's have like second, third, and fourth. And you know what? Let's top the assist. You know, find some way for Salah to really feel like he's contributing. And maybe that's me. I'm not saying that's necessarily how he thinks, of course. But I think there is certainly that to contend with. He could score 30 goals this season and get nowhere near the Golden Boot. So you might as well put all your efforts into making sure that Liverpool just get the games won, no matter how.
Yeah, that's always been his top priority, obviously, hasn't it? I think the goals have always kind of come with it, but his goals were so integral to us winning football matches previously. Certainly from the minute he came in, really, he was the main man. Sadio Mane, very, very impressive goal record on the other side. But for me, it is a personnel thing more than anything. I think there's definitely an element of Salah's matured in his game, his appreciation of what's going on around him and his use of the ball and that type of thing has definitely developed since he's been at Liverpool. There's no two ways about that. But for me, it's the fact that as brilliant as Bobby Firmino was, he's not there anymore. So he knows he's not going to receive. And I think Gakpo's done a pretty good imitation of what Firmino does and can offer, but he's not Firmino yet. So Salah's not going to be getting the same level of opportunities that Firmino was able to produce for him. So I think it's just a case of he's got Nunes. Nunes is going to be breaking the neck to get in the box, in around the 6-yard box. We've seen glimpses of it last year, the Real Madrid goal, for instance, where Salah found Nunes and Nunes flicked it, that type of thing. Salah knows now he's got those lads, Jota, Chloe mentions, Diaz even at the back post against Chelsea, we've seen that, and we've seen Nunes running behind against Newcastle twice for Salah to assist. So I think it's a very much a personnel thing. I think Salah, he might have kind of taken a step back from his wanting to score type mindset, but he will get his goals. His goals will come. There's no two ways about that, because he's just a goal machine. But it turns out he's just a winning machine, and he's just absolutely desperate to win. And like I say, the fact that Mane's not there now, helping out on the other side, we might not get the top goal scorer this season, but if we can en masse, I think your prediction, Chris, was to get 100 goals in the Premier League this year. If we can en masse produce that, who knows what we're able to achieve. And Salah, whether it's with 35 goals or 20 odd assists, he will be an absolutely key part in us doing that. And seeing the way he plays now is just a joy to watch, because the fact he's able to sort of be a bit calm in possession, because every time he got it, I remember watching him getting quite frustrated. He's run down blind alleys,
yeah.
But he's capable of doing like he did against City or Watford. He's capable of that, of course he is. But now he doesn't need to do it anymore. He can take a step back and just find these runners like he did with Robbo, and it's just so, so good to watch.
He's so good. I mean, it's not like, again, it just gets so underrated, his creativity, because the goals are things people talk about that get remembered. But like, look at the passes he's playing, and they're not the only ones. You know, I've seen, you know, the outside of the boot pass is ridiculous.
To Mane against Watford, sorry to bring that up. That's an outside the boot beauty, that was
exactly. So he's got that in there, and there must be a little point where he's kind of like, I feel like someone sat down and had a bit of like a, you know, you have a calm conversation with someone and you really get through to them, and you're like, wow, I've really got this. It's like, mate, you don't have to run. You can just pass it to someone and they'll score and you get to celebrate and Liverpool get to win. You're going to get your goals, you're going to get that headline moment, but it's loads less tiring just standing there and kicking it to someone else when they're doing the running than you having to try and dribble past seven players. It feels, I'm joking obviously, but it feels a bit like the post-AFCON Salah. Like every time he goes away with Egypt to major tournaments, he's the best player. So it's all on him. And I feel like sometimes it takes us a little while to get him back out of that mindset. And we're going to have to, because he's not got the pace anymore. He isn't the fastest player on the pitch. Most teams have now got fast fullbacks. You know, he's not going to come up against, you know, Dan Byrne every week, is he? You know what I mean? And be able to sort of roast him. So he's going to need to change his game. He's in his 30s now. It'll add longevity to him as well. I just like Chris. I mean, the beauty is that he's good enough to do that, because we've seen fast players, you lose the pace and that's you. Whereas, I mean, he could be this Salah. He could do 5 years of being this Salah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, it's also how teams play against him, isn't it, as well? I think, you know, early doors, we used to see a lot of teams play two players against him. A midfielder would drop in, a fullback. I don't think we're quite seeing that as much anymore because I don't think teams fear him in quite the same way.
Wolves certainly started that way. They put a lot, they had a lot of bodies on him from the early, but yeah, but it can't carry on.
But then later on in the game, I think they got quite comfortable with just leaving Aitnori there and going, you know what, if you're going to beat him, because even then, you're outside of the penalty area, you're still going to have to beat other players and stuff like that. But it's having that understanding that I don't need to beat my man every time. I can use the ball, I can let that do the work. And if people do tend to bring two players over to me, then there's space somewhere else for somebody else. And that's the cleverness of the experience of being a little bit older and having all those games under your belt and just knowing what's around you and what that means in the context of the football match.
Yeah, Thor here in the comments. Outside of the boot for Mane, second versus Bayern. There's another great example. True,
yeah. Just on that, Chris, you said there's the opposition doubling up on him. Do you think opposition managers can afford to do that now? Because obviously we've always been a very good side under Jurgen Klopp. Of course we have. But when you look at our midfield now and the attacking weapons we've got from there, can you afford to leave Dom Szoboszlai on his own? You know, previously it might have been Henderson. As good as Henderson was, he didn't have the weapons of Dom Szoboszlai, did he? So I don't think you can double up on Mohamed Salah too much anymore. I don't think that's an option, because if you go over there, you might be leaving, like, say, Gakpo, Jota, Nunes, Diaz, leaving them open, or Sobbers like Curtis Jones, McAllister. It's just never ending. So you can't. Salah was so much the main man. He was such a threat, and he still is, of course. But you could afford to go 0-2 on him because you knew you might be leaving the Henderson a little bit of space. And it's a thing, but it's not a thing. But now it's like, I can't leave him on his own because he could do anything.
Well, it's different when you've then got to get the ball over to Mane where maybe they've left it a little bit threadbare, and you just move over, don't you? By the time the ball's got to Mane, you've reset. Whereas if you just got to play a 5-yard pass inside to Szoboszlai or Elliot, who's now completely unmarked because that guy's got over to press Salah, I think it's a problem.
I've also seen them double up on Diaz quite a lot since he's been at Liverpool, which has left, you know, Salah more free, and maybe they are a bit more worried about Diaz now when they come up against him, just because he loves to cut inside and he's got the finesse. He can do it on both feet, where Salah, I always think when he gets the ball, left foot, even the assist the other day, it was the outside of his left foot. He's so heavily left footed, where Luis Diaz, he's got the skill where he's, you know, cuts back on different feet all the time. And I've seen him be doubled up against, so maybe it is a change in there.
I think the thing for me is if I was like looking at Liverpool, or, you know, and our manager was looking at Liverpool Football Club, I go, well, how did he beat you in the past, Will Salah? right, well, listen, you're going to have to beat us without Salah. Mm. It's as simple as that. He's your best player. He gets all your goals. I'm going to make the others work for it. I think now there's a little bit more where it's spread a little bit more evenly across the team. It's like, what is Liverpool's best way of winning football matches? I don't think we know that this season so far. I think it might end up that it's Nunes over the course of the full season or whatever. Manchester United is probably an easy example. Don't let Rashford beat me. And then they haven't really got the players anywhere else who could step up, certainly last season.
Yeah.
It's an easy decision for someone who's game planning it, isn't it? You know what I mean? Just take their best player away and force the shitter players to step up. Yeah. Now, you want those shitter players to step up. And, I'm not saying Liverpool's players are shit here. It's a way of me saying, like, Dom Szoboszlai stepped up already and scored a goal. Harvey Elliott stepped up and scored a winner. Robertson stepped up. And Liverpool have got the players to step up. Now, you just got to trust those players as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we talk about the short blanket thing. If you're overcommitting men in one particular area, it's going to leave you threadbare. It's about being smart and capitalising on that, and as you say, having the lads in the right place at the right time. And let's be honest, this is one of the parts of the evolution of this side. The Szoboszlai Henderson one is a prime example of that. Jordan Henderson wasn't a great goal scorer for Liverpool, popped up with some important ones every now and again, but we remember his goal against Chelsea vividly because that wasn't an archetypal Jordan Henderson goal. If Szoboszlai can get like up close to 10 this season, then that's a significant improvement. And it means, that's us fighting back. That's us going, okay, well, you've got to shut this down. Well, how's about this? Now, what are you going to do? And that was the beauty of the front three. When the front three really clicked, it was an old Bobby the Brain Heenanism, but if like the left one don't get you, then the right one will. But the left one don't get you, the right one don't get you, the middle one will. And then when we had a Jota, it was like, well, if any one of them gets tired, then we're going to bring Jota on and he's going to get you. And now it's like, we've got six lads for the attack. We've got like four or five lads who can play in the attacking midfield positions who are all capable of scoring goals for us. Pick your poison, fill your boots, lads, because Liverpool are going to score against you. It's as simple as that. Just out of interest, obviously very early doors, but in terms of combined goals and assists so far this season, Erling Haaland's on 8, 7 goals and 1 assist, but second highest in the league, in the Premier League so far, is Mo Salah with his 2 and 4. Julian Alvarez and James Ward-Prowse, fully enough, are behind him on 5. Just a slight mention for Julian Alvarez, who's absolutely ridiculously good at football. Yeah. I really wish he wasn't.
Can you have a little look for like most chances created and stuff as well?
I mean,
okay, I'll have a little look for most chances.
Be my guest. But yeah, I'm just thrilled by it because it reminds me a bit, Dan, of when we had a couple of different eras of Gerrard as a Liverpool player. But whenever one or two really good lads have come in, because we had plenty of times where Gerrard played with some real dross, and he's like, well, I've got to go and win this game because no one else is good enough to win it for us. But I remember like it was 2007-ish when we first signed Bellamy, and we played like a European game, and like Bellamy just took the ball off him and scored, and you can see Gerrard being like, oh, wow, this is class. The couple of seasons with Torres where they both scored loads of goals. When you've got other lads around you, you can trust to win the game for you. Or moreover, I think in Nunes, who you really want to go and win the game for you. That's the beauty for Salah, is that he gets to let go. He gets to delegate winning the football matches a little bit more because you can trust the other lads to do it for him.
Oh, 100%, yeah. It looks like it's giving him a new lease of life, to be honest, doesn't it? And we all know, we've all seen, because he's literally tweeted about it, how personally he's taken our downward times since he's been at Liverpool. Like, he's taken it very much on his own shoulders, almost like he's taking responsibility for our downturn in form. And you think, you've still been boss 99% of the time. Like, as a side, we're struggling, but you are one of the few, probably him and Alisson at Sound last year, who could really hold their heads up and say, I'm doing my job, what's going on? But Salah didn't really take that attitude. It would have been easy for him to go, well, I'm doing mine, like, you lot sort yourself out. He wasn't. He was like, come on, let's do this together.
Cough, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, 100%. Yeah, but he was very much the opposite of that. He was like, no, I'm going to take full responsibility. It's up to me to sort this out, etc., etc. And now all of a sudden, you know, some of the lads that for whatever reason, a whole plethora of reasons, different. Now they've all gone. Those lads who wasn't happening for, and he's got these new lads who think, God, there we go. He's probably thinking 20. He's probably 25 again. He's just joined. Like Klopp's talking about 2.0 at Liverpool, and he's so refreshed and being invigorated by what's going on. Salah's in the same boat, and you can tell it's brought a whole new Mohamed Salah to the table, and it's one that we just love to watch.
Yeah, Chris found it. Brilliant work, Mr. Page. Big chances created so far this season. Top rank, Mo Salah, 6.
Did you know that?
No.
Did you not? Okay.
The second highest is Bruno Fernandes, who's only created 4. Moussa Diaby, 4. Pedro Neto, 4. And Amadou Onana, 4 as well underneath that. So Salah running away with it.
Onana?
Onana?
To be fair, Maupay missed about 6 one-on-ones in that. I think it was the Fulham game they played in.
I really thought you were just teeing up the
what's his name?
Think. Okay, yeah.
Oh, no.
No. Left hand week one.
Yeah.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
He'll be back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.